Morning. Blessings. Our theme today will be on healing. So just rest in what you are. No effort needed. Be as you are. No effort needed. Just as to be aware of a breath, there is no effort needed to be the perfect, pure presence of God, of consciousness, of awareness. There is no effort needed. The word healing can have many different meanings for each. But most often, what is meant with a healing request is, please help me heal my body, help to fix what is causing pain, or fix what is causing fear. I have a sickness. I have not been well for some time now. Please help me get my body healthy. And there is nothing wrong with asking. Nothing at all. But I'd like to go a little bit farther today. Now, return to one of the first principles of understanding. I am not the body. I am not the mind. So, now we're going to take a look at a healing request and the body and the reality that I am pure consciousness and without form from two points of view as simply as we can. So first, I must be the reality that is because if I were not that, then I would not be aware that I am present, that I exist. So, as this reality of conscious awareness, not being body or mind, there is nothing I can require healing or fixing for. I am the formless, immutable, immortal, what is, the eternally present I. I am that. So since I am that, I cannot be sick. So let's rest in that truth for a moment. What I am is the formless, immutable, immortal presence, the eternally present I. And I cannot be sick. moment. So now, in the sense of separate individualism, the mind sees duality. It sees health and sickness, pain and non-pain, or pain-free. It sees that which is presenting the appearance of sickness or pain as myself. And then quite naturally for mind, it seeks healing. Because there is a naturalness to mind to be rid of pain and to be rid of suffering. So it's quite natural for the human aspect to seek a healing, to release the feeling of pain or the appearance of pain or the feeling and appearance of suffering. It's natural. So there is nothing wrong with letting mind take care of the body. And if there is a need for a doctor, or an operation, or medicines to help relieve the appearances with the body, please recognize there is nothing wrong or right about it. It just is, at times, a necessary requirement for the body-mind. So, we do let the mind take care of food and shopping for food for the body. Obviously, shopping for food for God is not necessary. And we do, through mind, take care of shopping for clothing, washing the body, giving it warmth or coolness as it needs it. God does not need warmth or coolness. It sees no opposites. Awareness sees no opposites. Unconditional love sees no opposites and no needs, but the muddy mind does. So if the mind is doing all of these things for the body, now think about that for a moment. The mind is not doing these things for the presence of God. It's not doing these things for any other purpose other than for the body to be in comfort. So if the mind is doing all that, then why not just let it take care of all the requirements as well? So it is quite obvious to all of us that the self, the God, the presence, the immortal being you are, does not need doctors, does not need medicines. But the body does require things as long as you are with it. It requires food. It requires water. It requires shelter. It requires clothing and such. So then why not a doctor or medicine? Why should there be any concern about that? And recognize, remember, the mind and body reside within you, within consciousness. Okay. So with that said, let me say, I have worked with many students over many years, and some of them were holding the idea that if they saw a doctor or even took an aspirin, that they were not being spiritual, or and also that they cannot awaken if a medicine is taken. And again, there's nothing right or wrong with that belief. But when a belief is in duality, you can rest assured there is always a higher place of understanding for you to be. But for a moment, how can what is already the presence of God, already the infinite presence, how can taking an aspirin all of a sudden make it that there is no longer the presence of God, or that you are no longer the presence of God? How can an aspirin or a cough drop or even a shot all of a sudden make it so that God is no longer God? Then too, why would God even care if an aspirin went into the body or not? So would you call not taking an aspirin a truth of God, an absolute truth of the divine presence? Or would it perhaps be a thought that has been taken in and accepted? So You know, you would have to ask, is it the truth of the divine self within, or is it another thought idea? This would have to be looked at and pondered. There is nothing right or wrong with not seeking healing help. Just as there is nothing wrong or right with seeking it, it just is. There is the difference between seeking healing help from the belief system that I am the body and seeing clearly and allowing mind to take care of body while you rest in what you are as the presence of awareness. Can you see that difference? Okay. Again, there is the asking for healing help from the belief that I am the body and allowing mind to take care of what's necessary for that human aspect we call body. The seeking of healing help does not make you the body, does not make you wrong. In most cases, it's the mind just using common sense. So do your best to see that there is nothing wrong with the asking, and also seeing that there is nothing my being requires healing for, but there are times if it were a puppy that had the appearance, or a cat that had the appearance of requiring help from a veterinarian, or if there was a plant that was requiring some water or some nutrients, there would be no hesitation. So there should be no hesitation if there is something the body is requiring. We would not withhold water from it. We would not withhold food from it. So take a look at this from this understanding, from this place of seeing not so clearly in a place of seeing very clearly. So let the body rest with mind in fulfilling its requirements. You remain as the presence of awareness. And as you become aware of this, you are no longer pulled into the false assumption that I am sick, I am in need. For I is always God, always pure presence, always pure consciousness, always pure awareness. So ponder on these today. I is always God. But there is the body. It has its requirements. Let us pray. Most beloved self, the one perfect presence, resting in the vastness of unconditional love, accepting all, embracing all, leaving nothing out of my infinite being. I rest in the truth of myself. Amen. Om Namaste.